It's 93KHJ broadcasting live here at the Fishers Forum down on the wharf. And today is a beautiful day for coming out and learning about our marine resources and more particularly about commercial fishing in American Samoa. Today here at the Fishers Forum, you are welcomed out to come bring your family and see all of the different booths. There's entertainment. There's some food around here somewhere. I know it is because I can smell it. And there's also a fine looking, I guess we call this a super Aaliyah. And here to tell us a little bit about it is Peter Crispin, a man of many talents in American Samoa. Hello, Peter. How are you?
Hi. Good morning. Yeah, fine.
Now, there's some great questions that we wanted to ask you about what we do for commercial fishing in American Samoa and about the Fishers Forum in general. But before we get to that, can you tell me what is this wonderful, beautiful vessel that's in front of us right here?
Okay. This particular vessel we built for Pengo Pengo Marine Charters for our charter operation for doing dive work, commercial work, and like any vessel, it's tailored for what we want to do, but it could easily become a fishing vessel if it was spec'd out that way. It's built locally, all done local.
The design?
The design was out of New Zealand,
okay.
But all the fabrication, bending, welding, everything else was done locally.
Wonderful.
And out of industrial gases in Tafuna.
You wouldn't know anybody over there, would you?
I've got a couple of contacts there, and
okay.
You know, Andy and the boys, and myself.
No, so there's... There's so much that you can do off of a great vessel like that, and that sort of leads us into some questions about fishing and fisheries in American Samoa. What is important about American Samoa fisheries?
Well, our whole island industry is pretty much based around fishing.
Yeah.
And there's many varied forms of fishing, and we have, with the canneries, for example, it's not just the canneries themselves, it's all the spin-off businesses. The freight from off-island comes in, there's a lot of it, so we get good rates. It just touches every part of society here.
And whenever we talk about fisheries, we're talking about places where we fish, and there's more than one kind. What kind of fisheries do we have in American Samoa?
Well, you've got everything from the men who are the people of people who stand on the shore, the kids and everything.
Subsistence fishing.
Yeah, fishing from the rocks.
Yep.
Fishing for our coolie with the nets and stuff, right up to the big personas who are out there. You know, there's the guy in his small boat going out there, sustenance fishing, there's charter fishing, there's the Aaliyahs who go out, they troll and bottom fish, and then you've got the longliners who are out there. Doing the targeting the albacore and skipjack. Then you've got the purse seiners who are way out there targeting the yellowfin and skipjack.
Yep.
So it's a massive industry, and a lot of this fish comes into our canneries for canning, obviously, and bringing money to the island.
Absolutely. And you know, throughout that answer, you're talking about nets, you're talking about standing on with a hand line,
right,
then
yeah.
You start talking about long lines,
yeah.
And purse seines and all of this this talk about gear. And
yep.
I understand that today, for not just adults, but like kids that want to come and learn about that, they have examples of all of that here today.
They do. And it's like NOAA, they held a recent tournament targeted at the young, the villages and the young children, and getting out into the sanctuaries, yeah. And it, being exposed to them, and to see the kids, it was wonderful. The smiles on their faces, and to catch a small fish was just brilliant.
This is what it's all about. It's that's where we get into stewardship and passing it on.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. You've got to look after it for the future. You've got to be able to use it now in a manageable way, but also you've got to look to the future and make sure something is there for when future generations come along.
You couldn't have said it any better. Thank you so much, Peter Crispin.
You're welcome. Thank
all
you,
right.
Jay.
So today, again, it's the Fishers Forum. Our broadcast today on 93KHJ is sponsored by the Western Pacific Regional Fishery Management Council. And throughout today, again, you are invited to come out. We want you to bring family, come get a little education, have some fun, some food, see everything that's here. We're going to talk to a lot of people throughout the morning, and we want to see you too. We're broadcasting live on 93KHJ.